Hey, good morning, everybody. So Shishi Vayera is one of the really fascinating aliyos in the entire Torah. It's the interaction between the Malachim and Lod and the, you know, debased people of Sodom, all of them, Minar V'ad Zaken, Kolami Katzeh. And in particular, we have, from the perspective of, let's say, the Ramban, Lod is Lod at his finest. Vayiftzar Bam Ba'od Vayasurei La Vayavol Beso, you know, being Moser Nefesh, for Hachnasas Orchem, and the Ramban, you know, not denying that this is really to Lod's great credit. Avram never, you know, risked so much in an act of Hachnasas Orchem as Lod did right here. So the Ramban, you know, again, sees that in a very positive light. It's you know, hard not to. Hayo Lod Zechus, the Ramban writes, Bafziro Behem Vayolo Chepetz Tov Bechnasas Orchem, that he really wanted to do the right thing. And then the Ramban says, you know, dialectically, to protect his orchim, you know, he is willing to be hinin alish devanos surely aduish otzianas hen alechem vasulahem katobe nechem. You know, the Ramban is equally critical. Mitoch shivcho shalish hazeh banli degnuso toreach maod al achsanya shal lahatzol sam neshabo betzol karaso v'al sheyifayi san sheir behefker benosav ein zeh kiim ro alev. It reflects a deep corruption of personhood. Shalohaya inin hazima binashim rachok be'enav. Velohaya osa livnosav chamas gadol kafidata. Well, what's the big deal? So, you know, they'll have their way with them, but, you know, that's nothing to write home about. For anybody to think that way about their own daughters is, the Ramban says, a great ro'al lev. So one of the challenges, it's not, again, dispositive critique, but one of the challenges that you encounter, according to the Ramban, is, you know, how is it possible? And it is possible. We know that people are complicated in life and they can have really, you know, positive sides to their personality and very strange and problematic, you know, element to their personality as far as, you know, like this issue is concerned. But, you know, maybe in a broader sense, you know, there is room to explore an alternative perspective, which is the Sfarno's perspective. Hine la lish devanos asher li yadu ish, says the Sfarno, very briefly, but fasciningly. Otzianos hen alichem v'asu lehem kato b'nichem chashav. This is what Lot was thinking. Sheyakumu lo chevinosav, right, following Rashi Shita, that they were really arusos, that there were men in the city that were betrothed to them. V'koyim she'on b'nehem, who would, you know, holler and make a scene and say, you know, that this is untenable. So Lot was buying time. He said these people are obviously problematic, that is to say the people of Sodom. And as such, you know, I have to placate them somehow. So here's the thinking is that, okay, I'll tell them that I'm going to give them, you know, my daughters. But then, of course, the men are going to step in and say, you know, what do you think you're doing? So according to the Sfarno, not that the Sfarno is unequivocally positive about Lod and the Saliyah in particular, Vayasla Mishteh, Matzo Safa Vayocheli, is very critical of the Mishteh, of the Yayin. He says, Sofo Mochiach Al Tchilaso, Lod had developed a kind of an addiction, and this was his undoing, you know, etc. But the Sfarno is helping us to avoid a certain kind of problem, that Lod wasn't really capable of at once being Moser Nefesh for the mitzvah of Hachnasas Archem and such ro'al lev with respect to his daughters. It was a calculated risk. He felt that the, arusim of his daughters would step in and they would prevent any kind of untoward behavior. So again, we have, you know, two basic models in the Mefarshim, either to accept the fundamental complexity of Lot, Poseach al Shtei Hasi'ipim, you know, Mesiris Nefesh, the mitzvah of Hachnasas Archem, but a deep confusion about how, you know, life should work. First family is our responsibility, then immediate community, extended community, etc. What, you know, my Rebbe likes to call expanding concentric circles. And that deep confusion is very much the approach of Ramban. And then the Sfarno, who says, no, that this is basically an aliyah about Lot's credit. There are indications that are troubling, such as the Yayin, but, you know, the Hachnasas Orchem is a great schos, and even here, that Lot was, you know, a kind of a chag l'Hashem machar, kind of a ploy. I'll send out the daughters now, but they'll never get anywhere with that because Lot chev and osav, there are arusim in the city who will prevent anything from happening. So, again, two basic approaches, machlokas, Ramban and Sfarno, what exactly Lot's plan was with respect to being motzi, you know, his daughters, and what would take place. Now, what's fascinating, according to Sforno, is that there's no indication. It doesn't say this explicitly, but there's no indication that they were willing to speak up at any level. So Lot may have overestimated, in some sense, you know, the moral fiber of the people, even who had betrothed his own daughters, and that may very well be the case, that he was projecting a certain kind of chivalry or a certain kind of virtue ethic that really was nowhere to be found.